All right, it's time for the KSL In-Depth, and it is developing news within the last hour. Tampa Bay quarterback Tom Brady has announced he is retiring after 22 seasons.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline, Alex Curry, host of Unrivaled in the Afternoons on the Zone Sports Network and KSLSports.com. I don't know how you make a decision like that, Alex. There must be so many considerations.
Yeah, he mentioned it too, and he was pretty... I think it was a bummer for him that it leaked out, obviously, last Saturday. And, you kind of want to do these things on your own time. Somebody, obviously, within some circle of his kind of let it slip. And, ESPN let it roll on Saturday, and they kind of rolled hard with it and said, yeah, he's going to retire. And, I think it was probably a little bit prior to what he wanted to do, I think, today. He certainly wouldn't roll it out on a Saturday, but all these things go into making that decision. I think the part of making the decision of the actual retirement is just, it's so much. It is so much for these guys. Yeah. And he's done it longer than anybody. And the quarterback position specifically is just brutal. And it's just amazing that he's made it this long as it is. And he's just one of those guys. He's an icon for the sport. He's the Michael Jordan of the sport for the NFL, and he will be probably forever. Every quarterback that has any success will always be compared to the successes that he's had. So that's the type of person that we're dealing with here with Tom Brady. And we got to watch most of it. It's really, really cool.
Yeah. He rolled this out initially on Instagram, it looks like, in a 9-part piece that was then shared on his Twitter. But he's 44 years old, and he said, let me just read part of this. He says, I have been or always believed that the sport of football is an all-in proposition. And he talks about being 100% competitive commitment at all times, physical, mental, and emotional, even in the off season. And the last paragraph really got me. He says, this is difficult for me to write, but here it goes. I am not going to make that competitive commitment anymore. I have loved my NFL career, and now it's time to focus my time and energy on other things that require my attention. He just made it look so easy on the field, but he would be a dream, I think, for a network as a commentator, don't you think?
The planetary systems of people and networks in the football world are going to revolve still around Tom Brady, whatever he's doing, because everybody wants a piece of whatever success that he has. He has a recipe. He's got a team that surrounds him. He's got, he lived his nutrition wise. He had to be perfect, and he's kind of infamous for his weird diet that he has. But weird for him equaled being able to play till 4, the workout regimens that he had, his trainer, all those things. And people made fun of him for all that stuff. But the reality was, because it kind of made him look a little bit like a diva. But, the guy needed to have all those things in place to be able to have that competitive edge like you're talking about. 624 touchdowns, 84,000 yards. No one's even close. I don't think anybody else would get close. He's got 35 playoff wins by himself, which is more than a third of all the teams in the NFL as franchises. So the guy's just never going to be beat. I mean, 7 touchdowns as an individual is a record, 10 Super Bowls that he went to, 5 Super Bowl MVPs. It's unbelievable, and I think that he kind of lived this world of people. I didn't really like Tom Brady, but you can't help but look at him and go, yeah, you've done something amazing for the sport. It's a lot like, Jazz fans not liking Jordan for the push-off. You hate greatness and because you're not able to be at the top of that level, my heaven.
It's bizarre to think that he's old enough to be Burrow's dad,
84,000 yards. That's amazing. All right, we're going to have to leave it there, Alex. We do appreciate your time today. And remember to join Alex Curry and Scott Mitchell each weekday, 3 to 7 o'clock on the Zone Sports Network and online at KSLSports.com.